Hello and welcome to Adventures of Anjana. I should technically be calling this day one because I have taken quite a bit of a break in between, and if I were to play by the rules, then I should be starting from the scratch. But here we are. I would consider this day one or day 19 of the 30-day challenge. I have been out of the game because of a severe viral infection. Now, the beauty of the infection is that it caught hold of me just for a day. You know, the intense body pain and inability to get out of bed. And then my husband got it. And then my kids. The thing is, I got it and recovered in a day and a half. My husband got it and recovered in, say, 2.5 days. And my kids obviously took longer. But having to deal with unwell people at home, especially when you are sick yourself, is quite a challenge. And I think that is the most cruel part of a viral infection. Anyway, here we are. I don't know about you, but the post-Diwali blues haven't hit me, because post-Diwali we were all falling ill like nine pins. Recovering has been the main focus over the past week and a half. Hope all of you had a good Diwali. I had a very peaceful and a very calm Diwali. I managed to burst a few crackers just to show my children that, hey boss, I have been doing things, you know. And that's when it hit me that a lot of what I say or do with my kids or tell them is like, you don't know what your mom used to be. You don't know what I used to do. And the used to be, used to do term just hit me really hard recently, because my kids have seen me a particular way ever since they were born. They have seen me in a particular characteristic, let's say. But they obviously don't know the kind of person that I was in my teens or in my 20s or before they came along. And that always seems to surprise them. In fact, last year sometime when I was in my hometown, I met up with my usual gang of girls. And this time we decided to bring our kids. And when my kids saw me with my girls, they were like, dude, what happened to our mom? Because they have never seen me laugh out so loud. They have never seen me be such a goofball, and that too in a public place. And they were like, especially my daughter, she was like, Ma, what happened to you? Why were you such a siripakori? You know, I was cackling like a hen. So that's why she gave me that name. And I thought of that, and I realized that my kids actually don't know the person that I used to be before they were born. And while it's okay because all of us evolve, there was a certain very high level of fun element to me, which I don't bring into picture these days, because like Claire in Modern Family, one of us has to be the parent, you know. So I end up becoming the serious person. I end up taking up the role of everyone's caretaker, being responsible for everything and being available for everything, that sometimes I forget to have fun just for my own sake. And now that I have started realizing this, and I have realized that my kids would actually like hanging out with the Anjana that is not just their mom, I have been bringing out that avatar of mine very often when we go out or when we're out in some public gathering or whatever. No, I'm not making a fool of myself, but I'm trying to tell my children that a person can be many different things. They just don't have to be serious all the time. And this Diwali was one such example, because my son was like, Ma, rocket la, you don't burst, Ma, you'll be scared. I'm like, day, yaar kittada solre. And I ended up bursting a few rockets, and just for the fun of it, you know, and, you know, running, chasing, all those things. And it just reminded me that I should not forget who I am. And I am this really, you know, mad hatter kind of a person underneath. And right now I'm just being the sensible, caretaking and mature kind of a mother, which is also fine. I'm not putting up a show. It's just the role that I have taken up for now. But there is this fun streak to me that keeps popping up every now and then. And personally speaking, it feels good to be that person, because now I'm just like, hey, this is me, boss. I'm sorry if you didn't know me before or whatever, but here, you get a small trailer of the kind of person that I am. And yeah, so it has been fun being that person or rediscovering that person, and it allows me to do a lot of crazy things as well. So my note today is that if you have become this person, like me, you know, eppadi irundana ipdi aiten type of a person, then remember to once in a while dust out that old persona and bring them out of the attic or closet or wherever they are hiding, and then show the world that you are capable of being more than just a unidimensional character. And believe me, it is a whole lot of fun. On that note, I'm going to say bye right now. I need to check on my kids. I will see you tomorrow. please take care of yourselves, hydrate really well, stay away from large public gatherings, and if someone in your house catches a viral this season, take care of them. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.